Welcome to Garden of Eden Ministries. You are welcome here. Our ministry is an online ministry focused on strengthening and equipping the Bride of Christ to finish her end-time mission. We have prayer calls Monday and Tuesdays at 7:30 a.m. and Bible studies on Monday and Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. Go to our website to find out more at www.gom.us. Do you want trustworthy Christian news? Then follow Dr. June Knight Weir on Patreon at www.patreon.com/Dr. June Knight Weir. Thank you for checking us out. God bless you.
All right, Brad. Hello, hello again. Thank you guys so much for working with me. I pray that by showing you just the video and me not doing it live, but just showing you the video that I've recorded, pre-recorded, that it will play without glitches. So I would appreciate your feedback, because if this doesn't work, what I would have to do is just pre-record it and upload it and do no live. At least this way, if I pre-recorded the substance of it, the meat of it, we can still keep our chat going and just talk afterwards, and who cares if it glitches. But as long as it don't glitch during the video, Bible study, or just upload it as a finished product. So let me know how this goes. Let's go ahead and get started with today's Bible study. Here we go. Hello, Bride. I'm trying to just upload them now, so let's pray that this goes well. Let's continue in Revelation chapter 13. Okay, let's talk about what we did last week, the beginning of it. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was likened to a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power, his seat, and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. Now, we talked about this starting this last week about the Antichrist. This is talking about the Antichrist, and we also talked about the incident that happened back in July of 2024 about the ear. And they worshiped the dragon which gave power to the beast, and they worshiped the beast, saying, who is likened to the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And we see that today for sure with all of the people that are bowing to him, all the country leaders, all the tech leaders, businesses, governments, the people. I mean, you just can't make it up. And there was given unto him a mouth to speak great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And we see that happening as well. So a lot of people actually believe that it was the first half of tribulation, what we have been going through so far, and that we are in the second half now, where the wrath comes. We'll talk about that later as well. And he opened his mouth. Now this is where we're starting today's lesson. And he opened his mouth in great and blasphemy against God, and to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. So I had a revelation about this morning. When it says blasphemes his tabernacle, you know, that's us. And it's humans. And when he does his mouth and he calls all these people names, you know, Sleepy Joe and Crooked Hillary and all this, he is blaspheming them. He is cursing them with his mouth. That is a blasphemy to the tabernacle. Blaspheming his name. How many memes, how many things have we seen where he has compared himself to Jesus and done all kinds of blasphemous things? Like what he did on Easter, example, cussing, saying the F word on Easter. And them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindred, tongues, and nations. Okay, hold on just a moment. I want to look up something here. Okay, let's pause right here and let me read this commentary. In the previous chapter, we saw a dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns who attempted to intercept the promised child and subsequently persecuted the woman who gave birth to the child. We saw numerous indicators which pointed to the Jewish context of that chapter and its events, with the woman finally receiving supernatural assistance to reach a place of protection prepared by God. Now this I don't see where it says Jewish context, because I don't see anything having to do with that, because we think of it as the church today, okay? The woman received supernatural assistance to reach a place of protection prepared by God. Since the dragon could not destroy the woman, the church, he became enraged and went off to make war with the rest of her offspring. See commentary on Revelation 12:17. Now the scene shifts to describe a beast who also has 7 heads and 10 horns, who is closely identified with the dragon. He and another beast institute a series of satanically empowered deceptions, which bring the whole world under the sway of the beast with 7 heads and 10 horns and ultimately Satan. This is the rise of the Antichrist, whose activities are key to the 70th week of Daniel. By now, the restrainer has been taken out of the way, resulting in the departure of the church in the rapture. Okay, now, this could be mid-trib. I'm sure they're meaning it as pre-trib, but I'm leaning more towards mid-trib. Thus, believers today will not see the rise of the beast in the events of this chapter, for they are to watch for them in the return of Christ, not the rise of the Antichrist. Look at that. This is so false. The believers most certainly see it. They saw it. Even so, multitudes will come to faith during this period of intense persecution as the message of the various witnesses which God has specifically equipped for the time of the end goes forth. Prior to studying these chapters, we recommend the other topics. Okay. John sees two beasts. I'd like to see how this guy describes the beast. Let's see here. The first beast is closely identified with the dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns. He is also the beast who the deadly wound is healed, the Antichrist. Moreover, he's the object of worship and aided in this role by the second beast. These characteristics identify the first beast as Antichrist, also called the beast. The second beast, which appears later, is known as the false prophet. As we mentioned in our discussion of why Nero cannot be the Antichrist, the early church, which lived much nearer the time of Nero, and the Apostle John did not see Nero as the beast. Well, that's another subject. All right, so let's go back over here where we was at. But it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds, tongues, and nations. And you know the way that we see them, the way that we see him taking over all the nations, like there's another one he's going after now. I forgot it's one of them in Europe. But he went after Venezuela, Iran, Greenland. Yeah, so he's definitely on a war path. And all them that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. So, we see a lot of this today, don't we, with them worshiping him. So, if any man has an ear, let him hear. He that leads into captivity shall go into captivity. He that kills with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. Let's talk about this a minute. See, excuse me. Okay, as I was saying, we need to talk about this because many people have asked, you know, are we to resist them when they come? What is our role in this? Is this saying we should not bear guns? You know, what is this? So, let me just read you something. Revelation 13:10, he that kills with a sword must be killed with a sword, is a call for patience, endurance, and faith, promising divine retribution against the Antichrist and his followers. It affirms that believers should not retaliate, but trust that God will punish persecutors who use force and slavery, ensuring justice in the end. The phrase, he who kills with the sword must be killed with the sword, operates as a law of payback, guaranteeing that the beast, the Antichrist, and his power system will be destroyed with the same violence they used. The calling for patience, this verse and the surrounding text acts as a comfort and warning to believers during a time of intense persecution, encouraging them to stand firm and maintain faith rather than using worldly force to fight back. While the beast is allowed to temporarily persecute the saints, this prophecy ensures that God will punish the oppressor. It is not a call for believers to carry out justice themselves. Some translations interpret this verse as a guarantee that Christians will suffer captivity and death, that it is their destiny, while others focus more on the certainty of judgment upon the persecutors. Historically viewed as a reference to Roman state violence, or in this context, the coercive, violent power of the Antichrist and his false system to take lives. That's what it means by the sword. But while the beast may bring many to death, he will eventually be taken captive by divine intervention as seen in Revelation 19, 20, and 21. The patience and faith mentioned in this verse are essential for Christians facing severe trials, suggesting that staying faithful to God is more important than escaping persecution or compromising or counter violence, which I have showed you guys some examples of some things that they may try to do, like say, you do this or I'm going to expose you in front of the world and have you humiliate yourself. Are you going to stand firm that you're going to honor God before all this other? And this is going to be a test on people and their lives. And I beheld another beast coming out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke as a dragon. So in this one, the other beast coming out of the earth is AI, artificial intelligence, created by man. And he spoke as a dragon, which means he is able to speak, which we see now where he's able to do that. This symbolizes a deceptive, seemingly harmless or religious power that exercises the authority over the first beast, of the first beast, to force worship. This is going to be artificial intelligence. It looks innocent and gentle like a lamb, but speaks with the deceitful, vicious nature of Satan, like a dragon. It directs worship towards the first beast, the Antichrist, whose deadly wound was healed. It performs great signs, bringing down fire from heaven to deceive people into making an image of the beast. And it forces all people to receive a mark on their right hand or forehead to buy or sell, which we'll talk about that later. And he exercises all the power of the first beast before him and causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. In other words, artificial intelligence is going to be used to make sure people worship the Antichrist. And he does great wonders so that he makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And we talked about Elon, who I believe is the false prophet, and all of the things that he has his hand in, which I did a visual on that, but I won't pull it up right now. But with him, he has the satellites in the air. He's now doing the vehicle industry. He's also doing the rockets, you know, the rocket ships going out. He's also doing housing. And he does the Neuralink, the chip that's going to connect AI to the human. And there's one more thing. The robots, he's doing the robots. And something else. Oh, he does the boring company where he burrows down in the ground to make underground living. You know, he does the data centers and all that kind of stuff. So he is AI, basically. I mean, he is the representative of artificial intelligence. Even so much that he's naming his children after artificial intelligence. And deceives them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. All right, so this is where we're going to stop today, and we will pick up on this. All right, guys, I want to talk to you about something. When I was driving this weekend for Lyft, I met this woman. Well, actually, it was two people in the car, and I said, Ohio, because they said they was from Ohio, and I said, Ohio, I said, are y'all... You're the one that has the governor's race with Vivek Ramaswamy, right? And they said, yeah. I said, how's that going? And they said, well, they don't like the Democrat guy because he was involved with COVID. And, you know, he was the one that helped bring it in. So I think Vivek's going to win. I said, do y'all people not realize that Vivek owns a pharmaceutical company? So I doubt he is going to be any different than that man. They said, oh, what? He owns a pharmaceutical company? I said, yeah. I said, did you know that JD named his son after him? No, I did. Yeah, they were best friends. And also, JD married a Hindu, a person from India. Vivek is Hindu. And they both went to Yale. So hopefully I opened their eyes that both sides are the same bird. So, anyways, I will see you guys tomorrow. And, hey, how did y'all like the video? How was the video? Could y'all hear it good? Give me some feedback. Because if that's the case, this is how we're going to have to do it in the future. Unless I just upload it and be done with it. Because I know for sure you won't have any friction there. So did you have any friction in that video? It was good, Ardina? Y'all could hear good. That's what I was thinking. So I guess we'll just go from here. Okay, so I will see you guys tomorrow for the Bible study. God bless and have a good day. Thank you for your patience and understanding. God bless.